Now, back to the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
It's 11:35, and we're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, we have with us as a guest on the line in this segment, Megan Shannon, who is the Education Coordinator at Pruce Pets. Welcome to the show, Megan.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you. Megan, what does the Education Coordinator at Pruce Pets do?
Well, basically what I do is I try and get in touch with anyone that might want to bring a group of kids into the store for a class in our exploration classroom, as well as schedule and run any birthday parties that might need to be taken care of. We have several different fun things that happen in our classroom with tours and Boy Scouts and Girl Scout groups that can come in, and pretty much any group of kids or adults that have any interest in learning about the wonderful animals that we have in our store, they can come in and come to our classroom and have a wonderful animal show.
Fantastic.
And your feet don't just stay there. Where else do they go there, Megan?
We will go wherever anybody would like us to come to. I think I've gone as far as out to Detroit and into Ovid-Elsie and St. John's and pretty much anywhere that somebody might need some exotic animals and some knowledge to come to, we will go.
What's one this year capped off? What was your most eventful place that you've gone to? What are you most excited about? What happened?
Well, probably one of my favorites that we've done every year for about 4 years is the LCC Science and Math Exploration Day, and it's called SME. they do it every single year, and it's in the Science and Art Building on LCC's campus. There are just so many children that come and so many wonderful exhibits that happen there, and that's probably one of my favorites. There's just kids everywhere, and they dissect owl pellets, and they have a big solar system bubble that they put up, and you can go look at the stars, and you can come into our room and learn about savanna monitors and rose-haired tarantulas and hedgehogs.
Wow, that's a fascinating thing to do. Megan, I would imagine that the kids, when they get involved with the animals, they're naturally just captivated by them because in a lot of instances, it's their first exposure to these animals.
Yeah, actually, I see a lot of kids that have never, ever seen an African pygmy hedgehog, and it's amazing to watch that happen. It's absolutely amazing to watch a kid get so enthralled by a creature and just want to naturally know everything about that animal. And I have a lot of people tell me that you are so great with children and all this stuff. And I mean, I know I have a passion for teaching kids for sure, and that definitely helps. But when you have such a wonderful animal, a magnifying glass, and a kid, you don't really have to do a whole lot to have amazing things happen. You just kind of have to facilitate and help them learn to explore and just help them meet those needs. But other than that, you just be there to help them.
Yep.
Find the questions to ask, and they'll do it, and they just run with it.
Yeah, but that must be such a challenge, because for a lot of these kids, their exposure to nature and animals are reading the book Where the Wild Things Are, or seeing the movie now these days, as opposed to really being out in nature and getting the chance to really understand these animals and where they came from and what their history is.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. I was thinking maybe you could tell a little bit about, even in birthday parties, how you give a little presentation and what's covered and why it's more than just looking at animals.
Well, we definitely try and make it so it's, you know, as hands-on as it can be with exotic animals. And when people come in and have a birthday party with us, usually in the very beginning after the guests get there and arrive, we take them through the saltwater and the freshwater department, because that's something that we can't really bring back into the classroom as easy as a reptile or a bird. So we go through there, and I know one of the things the kids enjoy the most is getting to touch a starfish, and we take it out of the water, and they really get to look at all its little tiny suction cuppy feet and how it moves and where its mouth is and its stomach, and ask questions and feel how it's nice and slimy but really still hard like a rock. And we go into the freshwater department, and we feed archer fish, which are fascinating fish because they actually spit water out of their mouths to knock food into the water. And that, of course, just gets a huge uproar. Then after the kids open birthday presents, because we all know that is a priority when they have birthdays here, we bring back several animals to the classroom and do a little personal animal show where we all sit down on the floor and they get to see Fred, who is our red-footed tortoise. He's 64 years old, and we feed him an apple, which is always very neat to watch an animal eat and see how different they consume food than we do. And kids just absolutely enjoy it. It's a really, really fun thing to see people do on their birthday is get to interact with animals you never normally get to.
I was thinking of something the listening audience might get humored by. Talk a little bit about that. You came to me the other day and had a child talk to you, but talk to you in a different language with a little chatter. Do you want to revisit that?
Yeah, that's probably a highlight of my month, definitely.
Whenever
we do an animal show with younger children, we definitely try and make it so each animal feels different, so they get that tactile feeling of how all animals are different. And then I get them to all make the noise that the animal makes. So we have them squeak like a guinea pig. And, of course, I do it, too, because I'm like a kid as well. So we all squeak like a guinea pig, and we move like a crab and walk sideways like a crab. And I was showing a pet rat because they are just a fantastic classroom pet, a fantastic pet for young kids. And one of the girls asked me, how does a rat make noise? And they actually chatter their teeth. It's called buxing, and they click their teeth together to show that they're content or happy. So we all are clicking our teeth, making that noise. And then right as I got ready to leave, a little girl said, Miss Megan. And I bent down and she chattered her teeth in my ear and then said, I like you. And it was about the sweetest thing that I've ever seen. It was absolutely adorable to see her connect that way.
And I love it when you come up to me and do that kind of stuff because, you know, I've had other people prior to you that have actually got involved and given tours and stuff. And we have others there that certainly do a fantastic job associated with that. But, man, you really have the energy that that it takes to kind of, like, enamor yourself with these children and what they do and how they do it. And the kids pick up on that really, really easily. So,
yeah, I think it's just – I think I am just as fascinated by the experience, even though I do it over and over again. I am just as captivated and just as enthralled by it as the kids. And yeah, we definitely connect on that level where it's just like an hour is not enough time for me to hang out with these kids at all. I would love a whole day just to have a group of kids in the store. There's just so much to show them.
And you're having a little bit of fun right now in the off season, you know, when we're not having as many classrooms come in. What are you doing right now with the classroom?
A little bit of some renovating, and we're painting a lot of new things on the walls. One of my favorite things that we're going to add to it is right now we have a leopard gecko reptile breeding station in our classroom. We're going to add a second tank, so we're going to have a whole another trio of leopard geckos breeding in there, and then we are going to add an incubator. So we're going to have an incubator set up in our classroom just like we would if we had eggs. Sometimes we'll have eggs, sometimes we might not, but just to be able to show kids how important it is to breed pets for the pet trade in captivity and right in our store and how much of a passion we have for that and all the good benefits that come with it. But to be able to show them the incubator and show them how we have to keep the humidity right and the heat right, and they can really get right involved with it and look at the dials and look at the box, and that's probably one of my favorite things that we're adding to it.
Megan, it sounds like you just really have the ability to connect with these kids, which makes me wonder, why is it that when they're in school, in science class, they just don't have the same connection that with the material that they have when they're with you? Is it the true hands-on nature of it, or is it just the overall environment where you see so many animals in such a small place?
Well, I think it has a little bit of both, actually. Our schools are definitely going through kind of a rough time right now where they just don't have the financial resources to bring so many living things into one science classroom. A lot of teachers I work with, if they have a classroom pet, most of the time they actually funded that themselves to have that animal in there. So they just don't have the resources to have archer fish and starfish and a red-footed tortoise all in one building. So we definitely have that upper hand where we just have an unlimited amount of wonderful living creatures to teach about. And each animal you could talk about for hours. So it definitely gives us just this huge, huge spectrum.
You can definitely tell, I'm sure the listeners can tell that you're very excited about this. This is kind of reminds me of you get this star football player, then you realize who his father was. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about your mother.
Well, my mom is a retired middle school teacher. She has taught in the school district and the town I grew up in my entire life. She just retired a couple years ago and is already starting to sub because she can't really imagine not teaching kids.
Yeah.
I have learned and insane amount from my mom. She is, I mean, she just has that teacher mentality where a teacher never ever stops learning either. You are constantly learning new ways to connect with those children and new material to bring into their world. And I don't know, just watching her in the whole education district has really opened my eyes to that's exactly what I want to do as well. I just don't want to be quite as traditional. I don't really think I want to be an English teacher. I would like to do what I do at Proust for my whole life, definitely.
It's an absolute pleasure to have you there, Megan. My daughter, Kerbe, was fortunate enough to have your mother as a teacher, and that was always a fun experience. And I knew going right in it when I brought you on board that we definitely had some talent involved.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. I can't imagine what my life would be like right now if I didn't start working at Proust Pets way back then.
Well, Megan, Rick and I are about to talk about our New Year's resolutions for 2011. So I figured why not give you a chance. If you could hope for one thing to happen in 2011 with the education department at Proust Pets, what do you think it might be?
Well, I've actually already thought about this before you asked me. I would love to see our classroom having, like, the sound of kids learning inside that room from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. every single day for an entire month. And I'm going to throw a huge party, and it's going to be called the Book Solid Party. And that's what I hope for, is just to see as much learning going on in that classroom as I can.
Well, it sounds like you and Rick Proust are going to have your hands full, but from the conversation this morning, it sounds like there's a whole lot of school classrooms with a lot of need, and you guys can handle that need and do a great job with it.
Definitely, yes. Thank you so much.
Do me a favor and do a hats off to the other participants in the education program. Just a little quick name and a little bit about how they can really bring their gifts to the table as well.
Well, sure. We have several people that work with us. They all definitely have their strengths. Nicole Norman does classes with us, too. She does fantastic with the younger kids. I have kind of a tough time with the young ones. I'm still learning with the 3- and 5-year-olds. Sean Murphy is the end-all, be-all knowledge of everything reptile and cold-blooded out there. He absolutely shines when we have vet students come in. He just knows. You could ask him anything, and you pretty much can't find something he doesn't know the answer to. Stephanie Reifenberg and Holly Hanzarek, I think is how I've known her for years, but that last name.
Yeah, Hanzarek.
Yeah, Hanzarek. They both help us run birthday parties and make sure all the kids have a fantastic experience coming into our store.
Yeah, and I've always watched them, and Holly's been a leader, but Stephanie's picked up following. You know, Holly has this like incredible command of the kids, much like you do, and it's always amazing to watch her also trumpet the kids around the store, and they're also enamored by her. Two different styles, but man, it's amazing how much the kids just fall in love. And I've noticed Stephanie, who's one of the youngest of our crew, has really picked up and has been really capable of kind of bringing those kids around and having a lot of fun in the store as well. So my hat's off to both of them as well.
Yeah, I agree. You can definitely hear them coming. When Stephanie or Holly has 15 kids behind them, you definitely know they're about to come in your department.
Yeah, they're fantastic. So everything that everybody does in that department, and thank you for all your help.
Well, we've been talking this morning with Megan Shannon, the education coordinator for Proust Pets. Thank you so much for coming on the show, Megan. We really appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me. I had a great time.
Oh, it's been our pleasure. And Rick, in the next segment, we're going to continue our conversation with our 2011 resolutions right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.
I remember when Rock was young, me and Susie had so much.